Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting and roles for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. I hope you've had a great Wednesday. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And we've had a lot to talk about. No Aaron Rodgers this preseason. The New York Jets acquiring Harrison Phillips from the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings are looking for a wide receiver. All their wide receivers are hurt or suspended. You got the Niners. DeMarcus Robinson, he's going to be suspended to start the season. Yeah, don't get DUIs, people. And so now Sky Moore is now a member of the Niners, no longer on the Kansas City Chiefs, who are dealing with their own issues at wide receiver, thanks to Rashee Rice, facing a suspension himself. So we got a lot more to get into as the show continues on. Okay, it's Wednesday. I give you a new top six list every Wednesday. I'm about to share it with you momentarily. We had John Wall retire yesterday. Andrew Luck says he regrets how and when he retired. I'm going to give you a top six list in a few minutes of athletes who retired too soon. Yeah, who are some athletes who retired at the top? Who are some athletes that you wish you saw some more of? We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got, well, it's kind of scary. Ravens camp, Lamar Jackson. Apparently, somebody stepped on him and they were worried about him, but he's okay. Lamar Jackson is good. We talked about how boring Buffalo Bills camp is. And so we're in the dog days of summer. I'm waiting on NFL action. I'm waiting on some real games. Preseason Hard Knocks is not cutting it for me. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we also talked about the Minnesota Vikings. Thank you so much to Luke Braun for joining us as we discuss J.J. McCarthy, what he might do this upcoming season, coming off of that 14-win year with Sam Darnold. And we talked about Jake Paul and Gervonta Davis. We got into Jeremiah Smith from The Ohio State University, how much he hates Michigan. So we've had a busy, busy show. And we got more on the way. And then it's National Radio Day. We talked about that a couple times throughout the show. Yeah, thank you for listening to the radio. The thing about radio is you can participate, not like a podcast. Yeah, we got rules. We got structure. 888, and everybody could have a podcast and everybody could have a radio show. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online everywhere. I exist at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. Yep, something that I started on YouTube back in 2009. The top six list. Why six? Why not 10? Why not five? That's what everybody does. Top 10 this, top five that. Yeah, I'll make it six. Why not? Do what I want to do. I've been able to take that from, well, online to the radio. And when I think about today's top six list, it's inspired by a few people. Well, a few individuals, primarily two guys that we discussed last night. John Wall, career ravaged by injuries at his peak, had to retire early. I don't know if John Wall, well, I do know. I don't think he was taking the Washington Wizards to no NBA Finals, but we didn't see him in his prime. And Andrew Luck hit his prime. He got beat up. Everything was busted up from his shoulder to his spleen to his kidneys to his legs. Andrew Luck said, I went to Stanford. I'm not doing this. I'm out of here. He retired. Looked like he was destined for a Super Bowl, but we will never find out. And so today, I wanted to share with you a top six list. I wanted to take a look at some of the best athletes that we've ever seen who decided to walk away at their peak. I wanted to give you a top six list of athletes who walked away, and I feel, well, as a fan, they retired too soon. I would have loved to seen more of them. So without wasting any more time, it's time for a new top six list. And today, it's a top six list of athletes who retired way too soon.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're talking about athletes who retire too soon. And I'm thinking about guys who, you know, of course, every athlete has his aches and their pains. But I wanted to focus in on athletes that didn't just quit because they were hurt. That didn't just quit because of catastrophic injury. There will be no Greg Oden on this list. We won't look at some of the other guys who just, like a Bo Jackson, okay? We're not looking at dudes whose injuries took them out. We're looking at guys who are just like, you know what? I'm just tired of this for a variety of reasons, okay? Some of them could be injury related, but they didn't just quit because the doctor told them to do so or their bodies did so, okay? Top six list of athletes who retire too soon. Let's get started. It's a top six list. What number is it?
Number six.
Oh, well, we just talked about some boxers, right? Or at least one real boxer and another one who's playing boxer. At number six on my list, this man was a real boxer. This man fought from 1947 to 1955. He won a perfect 49-0 with 43 knockouts. That's a ridiculous knockout rate. He is the only heavyweight to finish his career undefeated. At number six on the list, it is Rocky Marciano. This man walked away at 32 years old. He made it very clear. You know what? A lot of guys are sticking around fighting for money. A lot of guys will take whatever's thrown their way. I fought. I defended my title. I gave guys multiple chances. I gave dudes multiple opportunities. But you know what? I'm 32. And I need to spend some time with my family in Brockton, Massachusetts. He was on the Ed Sullivan Show. And Rocky Marciano basically said, yeah, I'm done. I'm finished. You want to know why? It's because I need to spend more time with my family. And even if I were offered a lot of money, money isn't everything. Listen to this.
I had another obligation. I think a bigger one. At least it was more important to me. I wasn't able to spend much time at home with my family. You see, the title requires complete time and complete effort. And for that reason, I couldn't spend much time in Brockton. So if Mr. Norris were to offer me $1 million, I think I would have to say, no thanks, Mr. Norris.
Your family comes first.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you've heard it.
Yeah. And unfortunately, his life ended early. Rocky Marciano ended up passing away in a plane crash, well, in his 40s. I mean, that's a tough way to go. You think about what he did, honorable. He said, hey, a lot of guys have money issues, money problems. I don't. I took care of what I needed to do. Now it's time for me to take care of and hang out with my family. Rocky Marciano, top six. He is number six on my list of athletes who retired too soon. Rocky Marciano is six on the list. Where are we going next?
Number five.
At number five. Oh, man, this is another. This team made people want to quit. At number five, I'm giving you Calvin Johnson. This man was the number two overall pick in a 2007 NFL draft. He was selected right behind that bust, Jamarcus Russell. Calvin Johnson was done at the age of 30. Six-time Pro Bowler. The Lions sucked the life out of him. This guy was so good. He just went right into the Hall of Fame in 2021. The Lions were so bad. They were beefing with him about his money. They wanted some of their cash back. They were beefing for years. They just reconciled a couple seasons ago. And so Calvin Johnson, starting his career in 2007. And then he's just like, you know what, guys? March 2016, before we even got to a new season, he's like, you know what? I am done. He was on the Pivot podcast, and Calvin Johnson says, playing for the Lions, preparing, trying to get ready to do what? Lose? I had enough. Listen to this.
Megatron tired of losing. He got plenty of money. He got records. Like, he tired of losing. If you were on a perennial playoff team, would you have played longer?
Yeah, I can answer that question. Yeah, 100%, man. It was 100% losing. It didn't help. It didn't help. I was at a time where my body, like you're saying, the preparation that went into it, really wasn't willing to go through that no more, just because it zapped all the fun out of the game for me. You know, I used to love going through it. I know it's a grind. I know it's going to hurt. But it just hurt a little bit too much, you know? I was just like, man, like, I can't even, like, I feel like I lost all the elasticity and, like, the pop, you know, in my ankles and all that. Just, and, you know, that combined with the losing, you know, the body just telling you no. I even went to my dad the year before after my eighth season. I was like, Dad, after the season, I'm like, man, I'm done, man.
Man, can you blame him? It was basically him to, Matthew Stafford to him. And then whoever was trying to defend him to his ribs. I can't blame him. It really sucks when you got a star athlete who's playing for a bad team. And the team is so bad for so long. They just go, why do I want to put my body through this abuse? I've had a Hall of Fame career. I've done everything except for win a Super Bowl. Do I want to do this? Because my team ain't winning no Super Bowl. Why do I want to continue to abuse my body? When Megatron walked away, man, it sucked. And I'm mad at the Detroit Lions. And I'm even mad at them because they fought him after the fact. Horrific. Calvin Johnson, number five on my list of top six athletes who retired too soon. If Calvin Johnson is five, what do we have next?
Number four.
At number four, well, this man, people talk about their families as a reason to retire, especially the fighters. We heard that just from Rocky Marciano. Well, how about at number four on the list? I have Khabib. Yeah, Nurmagomedov. Khabib deciding to walk away from the UFC with an MMA undefeated record of 29-0. He was 13-0 in the UFC. You probably remember that fight against Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor talked all that crap. Khabib choked his ass out and then proceeded to jump out the cage and whoop the ass of his corner. Yeah, Khabib was about that business. But in October of 2020, Khabib's dad in 2020, unfortunately, passed away due to COVID-19. And Khabib wanted one more fight against Justin Gaethje. And he ended up choking him out in October. And Khabib basically walked away because his dad was no longer in the corner with him. Khabib walked away at 29-0. This guy never lost a fight. damn it, Khabib, he never lost a round. And so he promised his mom that he was going to walk away. And after he choked out Justin Gaethje, Khabib stood in that ring and he told everybody, hey, my dad is not here. I told my mom I was going to retire and I'm a man of my word. I'm out of here. Listen to Khabib.
I want to say this, it was my last fight. And no way I'm going to come here without my father. It was first time when, after what happened with my father, when UFC called me about Justin, I talked with my father, my mother, 3 days. She don't want to go fight without father, but I promise her it's going to be my last fight. And if I give my word, I have to follow this. It was my last fight here. I know only one thing, what I want from UFC Tuesday. You guys have to put me on number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world because I deserve this.
Yeah. He got out of there. And here we are. It's 2025. Khabib hasn't fought anyone else. I don't think we'll see Khabib fight. He's 36 years old. I'm sure if he really wanted to, he can go back out there and hand somebody a great old ass whooping. But Khabib has hung to his word in honoring his mother and not fighting without his dad and his presence. Khabib is number 4 on my list of top 6 athletes who retired too soon. Khabib is 4. What's the next number?
Number 3.
Oh my God, you gotta be kidding me. Oh, well, this is my list, but I'm just looking at the name. I'm like, of course it is. There's another Detroit Lion here. And I guess maybe Calvin Johnson learned a lesson from number 3, Barry Sanders. Oh, man, it hurt. It hurt when Barry left. Barry was amazing. Barry was a video game, but the Lions were bad. Barry Sanders was a Pro Bowler in all 10 years of his career. Barry Sanders was a 6-time All-Pro. Barry said at 30 years old, I'm done. Okay, he retired at 30 years old in 1998. I mean, his last two seasons. Does this sound like a guy who needed to retire? 2,000 yards rushing, 1,400 yards rushing. This man quit the NFL because he was tired. He was sick of losing. He was sick of the Lions front office. He was sick and tired of them not building a winning team. The closest he got was an NFC championship in 1991. They lost to Washington. Okay? He went to the postseason a couple other times. They couldn't get past the wild card round. Look, this team, the Lions went 5-11. And then Barry said, you know what? I'm out of here. One of the most electrifying players of all time. Barry Sanders says, I can't do this anymore. Barry, he had a whole conversation with Marshawn Lynch on his podcast. Barry Sanders, he explained why he walked away.
I think for me, after year 10 and probably a little bit before that, I knew that, you know, I knew I probably wasn't going to be that guy who, you know, who would play as long as I could, you know, who tried to play for 20 years. I knew I probably wasn't that guy. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like, you know, at a certain point, just that, you know, that everyday grind, you know, all those little things you have to do to stay on top of your game. You know, for me, at you know, when I got to 28, 29, I just felt like it wasn't there. And then also, I think probably, you know, just maybe things that was going on with the team. I felt like we were kind of rebuilding. There was no need to stay around. I mean, I had pretty much done everything besides win a Super Bowl. And being that we were kind of rebuilding, I didn't really see that in my sight.
Man, he's a running back. Can you fault Barry Sanders for walking away? Like, I'm taking the most beating out of everybody. Every time I touch the ball, 4, 5, 6, 11 guys are trying to beat my ass. Every time I touch the ball, I'm the one waking up real sore when it's time to get up in the morning time for the next 3 days. And I'm doing all of this for what? I mean, if you got enough money, if you got enough notoriety, if you're going into the Hall of Fame, of course, Barry Sanders did. Why? Why the hell do you want to take the beating? Barry Sanders left. He quit at the age of 30. He said he had about 2 or 3 great seasons still left in him. We didn't get him. because the Lions, they weren't worthy of it. The fans, yes. The organization, hell to the no. To the no, no, no. Top six athletes who retire too soon. Barry Sanders is number three on the list. Where are we going next?
Number two.
Oh, speaking of running backs, I got another running back. This guy decided to end his career. This man was the sixth pick in the 1957 NFL draft. And then at the peak and the height of his career, after nine seasons, he says, I'm going to Hollywood. I ain't doing this. At number two, I give you Jim Brown. Not only in his rookie season, he won Rookie of the Year, he won MVP. This man, by the time he finished his career, he had the rushing record. He had the rushing title in eight of his nine seasons in the NFL. Jim Brown was at his peak. This man was a civil rights activist. He was also in Hollywood. And then he started the beef with the Browns owner. He didn't think he was getting paid what he was worth. Do I want to get beat up on the Browns? Or do I want to go to Hollywood and hang out with beautiful actresses? Well, Jim Brown, well, we knew what his answer was. Jim Brown decided to walk away. I want you to take a listen to this interview. This is when he was promoting his book right after his career finished on WBNS TV in Ohio. And he was asked, hey, Jim, why did you ultimately decide to leave?
Well, most play well into their 30s, yet you retired at the age of 29. Why did you do that?
Well, I had an opportunity to understand that I was only a gladiator. Football was only a part of my life. I didn't want to stay around too long because a lot of great stars stayed around too long. Joe Louis, Joe Namath, Johnny Unitas. People don't like it when you stay around too long. So I took advantage of the times, went into movies, and I met Raquel Welch, Stella Stevens, and had a wonderful time.
Not a bad reason to walk away, but more importantly, the man understood that he was just a cog. That's it. NFL players, a lot of them realized that sooner than later. A great like Jim Brown knew that from day one. He got what he needed out of the game, and he left. Nobody wants to see an old legend just kind of lagging on, where they want to throw him out there to sell some tickets. Jim Brown has always been someone to stand on his own beliefs, whether you agreed with them or not. Jim Brown, oh, he was out of here quick. Nine seasons after playing in the NFL, leading the league all time in rushing, walking away at that point at the top of his game. Jim Brown, number two on the list. It's a list, top six athletes who retired too soon. We're going to take a break. When we come back, of course, I'm going to tell you who we have here at number one. Number one on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, I'm giving you a new top six list today. The top six athletes who retired too soon. Not due to injury, not due to a doctor, not due to something catastrophic, but guys who just said, you know what, I've had enough. I've done enough. I've accomplished enough. And of course, when you're a professional athlete and you put your body on the line, the physical side of things certainly comes into play. But I wanted to highlight some guys that didn't retire due to some career-ending injury. I'm about to share with you who I have at number one on the list. If you missed us last break, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Let me give you a little bit of a recap before I share with you who I have here at number one. At number six on the list, Rocky Marciano. This man fought from 1947 to 1955. He went a perfect 49-0 with 43 knockouts in the heavyweight division. He's the only heavyweight to finish his career undefeated. He retired at 32 years old. And number five on the list, calling it quits at 30, a Hall of Fame career, six-time Pro Bowler, coming out of Georgia Tech, about two blocks from me, Calvin Johnson. Going into the Hall of Fame in 2021, in March of 2016, he says, you know what, I'm done. The Lions have sucked the life out of me. I am not doing this anymore. And number four, we talked about Rocky Marciano being undefeated. And number four, Khabib. Yeah, Nurmagomedov. Khabib at the UFC in 2020. Unfortunately, his dad passed away due to COVID. At 29-0, he says, I'm finished. I am not fighting another fight without my dad. My mom doesn't want me to do it. I will not do it anymore. He says, I'm honoring my word. Khabib, 36 years old, still hasn't fought. 29-0, 13-0 in the UFC. Forget losing a fight. Khabib never lost a round in his MMA career. Yeah, you don't want to see Khabib out on the street. It's not going to end well for you. And number three on the list, I gave you Barry Sanders. Yeah, electrifying. This man owned the 90s. And when he decided to step away at the age of 30 in 1998, it was painful. It was like, nah, we need more Barry. I need more Barry. The Lions were so bad, they did us in with two legends, Calvin Johnson and Barry Sanders. Thank you, Detroit. Thank you. And thank you for the Ford cars as well. Not really. And number two on the list, another running back, Jim Brown. This man was Rookie of the Year, MVP in 1957. And after the 1965 season, he says, all right, I'm done. It's like that old meme with Grandpa Simpson walking into the bar, taking off his hat, putting it down, picking up his hat and walking out the door. It took him 5 seconds. Jim Brown is one of the greatest NFL players of all time. A civil rights icon, an actor. He realized, I am nothing here but a gladiator. I could have a better life. Oh, these people aren't going to run me. I'm going to do what the hell I want to do. And Jim Brown said, I'm running right the hell up on out this door. And he left. And you never saw him again. And I got Jim Brown here at number two on my list of top six athletes who retire too soon. So if I got Jim Brown at number two, that leaves us here.
Number one.
At number one on the list, it's Michael Jordan. Yeah, what a surprise, right? Michael Jordan, who woke up one day in October of 1993, coming off of another NBA championship, his third consecutive NBA championship, seven straight scoring titles, and unfortunately, the passing of his father, Michael Jordan said, "I'm out. Like, what else is there for me to do?" You might remember this clip from The Last Dance. Jerry Krause, the GM at the time, the guy that MJ eventually couldn't stand, Jerry Krause is just like, listen, MJ wants to go. And then we heard from Michael Jordan. And then we heard Michael Jordan saying, I didn't regret it at the time. Listen to this.
Somebody who I admire and respect is doing exactly what he wants to do. And I'm absolutely convinced that he's doing the right thing. Michael.
Thanks, sir. I'm a very optimistic person. I guess the biggest positive thing that I can take out of my father not being here with me today is that he saw my last basketball game, and that means a lot. The word retire means you can do anything you want from this day on. So if I desire to come back and play again, maybe that's what I want to do. Maybe that's the challenge that I may need someday down the road. I'm not going to close that door.
I was at peace with that decision. Totally, 100%. You know, I felt ready.
He felt ready. I mean, his father passed away. You can't blame him. Now, you did hear he left the door open cracked a little bit. If I want to come back one day, then I might come back. Well, he sure as hell did. It didn't take Michael Jordan long. We know he went to go play baseball unsuccessfully with the Birmingham Barons, my next door neighbors here for the Chicago White Sox. And then he came back in 1995. MJ said, I am coming back. He did a fax and then he did an interview. Listen to Michael Jordan on an interview as to why he decided to return.
One thing I kind of totally forgot, you know, once I retired 18 months ago was my love for the game of basketball. As much as I tried to stay away from the game, I mean, the more times that I played, the more times that my appetite got wet. So, you know, once the baseball situation kind of diffused a little bit, I mean, it was good for me. I think it really gave me a chance to get my mind away from the game of basketball and more or less go back to the basics of, you know, participating, you know, high standards that I've set for myself, but down where I had to work to get what I, you know, I got.
Well, we know what happened when he came back, right? Okay, yeah, sure, fine. They lost in 95. He basically walked off the street. The next season, what'd he do? He won another title. And what did he do the year after that? He won another title. And what did he do the year after that? Don't ask Utah Jazz. But he won another title. And then he said, all right, I'm done. And then he came back again with the Wizards, but we act like that didn't exist. I got Michael Jordan here, number one on my list. Top six athletes who retired too soon. And number six, here's a recap for you. Rocky Marciano. And number five, I gave you Calvin Johnson. And number four, Khabib Nurmagomedov. And number three, I gave you Barry Sanders. And number two, I gave you Jim Brown. And at number one, the top athlete who retired too soon, Michael Jordan, the first time. Look, there are a lot of athletes who retired, unfortunately, not seeing their way through their entire career. Guys who had to just get the hell up on out of Dodge because they wanted to. And I really wanted to focus in on guys who retired, not wholly due to injuries. Guys who just could still give it a go and said, no, I'm done. The phone lines are open to you right now. That's 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about athletes who decided to walk away at their peak. Athletes who could still play. Athletes who could still go. But then said, I've had enough. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it's time for a newsflash. Here he is. It's Marco Belletti.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners. Can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt. No extra bills. Just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast-to-coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710. For ISN, we're taking a look at the top athletes who retired too soon. We're taking a look at the top athletes who retired at their peak. I'm talking about dudes who could still give it a go. I'm not thinking about guys who got hurt. Unfortunately, the world of sports is littered with athletes who had to retire too soon due to injury. Thinking about athletes who could still go and just said, no mas, no more. At number six, I gave you Rocky Marciano. Only heavyweight to retire. Undefeated at 49-0. At number five, I gave you Calvin Johnson. The Lions sucked him dry. At number four, Khabib Nurmagomedov. Khabib is just like, man, I'm out of here. He's like, my dad passed away due to COVID. I got a record of 29-0. I've never even lost a round. My mom doesn't want me to do this. I'm out. I'm gone. And number three, I gave you Barry Sanders. This guy won a Heisman in 88, goes to the Lions. Barry Sanders is done in 1998. Done. Career done at 30 years old. The Lions also making this guy want to go out there and tap out, even though he had some more left in the tank. And number two, Jim Brown. Only played 9 seasons coming out of Syracuse. He started in 1957, Rookie of the Year MVP. He was gone after 1965. He said, you know what? I'm not sticking around here too long. They're not going to run me out. I ain't nothing but a gladiator. This is nothing but a coliseum. Y'all ain't going to run me into the ground. I can leave on my own. That's exactly what the hell I'm going to do. He went right to Hollywood. Not everybody has the option. And at number one, you want to talk about retiring too soon? He ain't have no problem. He had no injuries. Michael Jordan said, I'm out of here in 1993. won his third consecutive championship, coming off of his seventh consecutive scoring title. His dad passed away. His dad was murdered. And he says, you know what? I'm going to give this baseball thing. I'm going to give this baseball thing a try. And then we all know Michael Jordan came back in 95. And then we know he kept on winning in 96 and 97, 98. And he hung him up again until he came back with the Wizards. Long story. Anyway, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Taking a look at the top six athletes, the top athletes who retired too soon. They left, they finished at their peak. 888-710-4ISN. Marty is calling from Westchester. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Marty?
Yes, good evening, JR. Always love your top six list every Wednesday. It's really fascinating. But, I mean, the player that stands out for this particular list to me is definitely Barry Sanders. I mean, he was such an electrifying football player, you know, running back. And the game that stands out for me, it's hard to believe this took place almost 28 years ago. The last game of the 1997 season, Lions are playing the Jets in Pontiac, and the Jets need the game to get into the playoffs. And Barry Sanders just went off on them. That's the year he went for over 2,000 yards. I'll never forget that game. And that's one in a long line of heartbreaking Jet losses. But he just totally dominated that defense. And he could have easily gone another 3-4 years.
No, well, he's on record in saying he had about two or three left in him. And I think in that case, he was never one to, you know, exaggerate. He was never one to speak at all. I think he was being modest in that. Barry was not cooked at all. And it stinks that.
Far from it.
The NFL will do that to you. We've seen that to a lot of guys. Hey, Marty, thank you for calling from Westchester.
Anytime, JR. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Shout-outs to Marty for calling from Westchester. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about athletes who retired at their peak. Athletes who retired too soon at the top of their game. 888-710-4ISN. Ed is calling from Pennsylvania. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ed?
JR, thank you for taking my call, and congratulations on all your success.
No, thank you. I appreciate you for being here and participating in it.
I really enjoy your show and always learn something. I realize you issued kind of a qualifier that an athlete couldn't have his career ended by injury, but I'm old enough to remember vividly how Jim Brown's career and the career of Sandy Koufax kind of paralleled. And it ended up that they both retired right around the age of 30 in the mid-1960s. And my whole point is, although it was injury that forced Koufax to retire, if you look at his career numbers from like 1961 to 1965, he was the most dominant pitcher in Major League Baseball. So my point is, even though it was due to injury, I'd be interested to listening to your thoughts about Sandy Koufax's career. So I'll hang up. And again, thank you for taking my call.
No, absolutely, Ed. Thank you so much for calling from Pennsylvania. Sandy Koufax predates me. You know, I wasn't around in the 50s and 60s to see him, but I'm familiar with what he did, the no-hitters, the World Series. And that is, I think that's the story of baseball when it comes to pitching, which makes a guy, you look at a dude like Nolan Ryan, I think there's some guys that are just born with it. Like, there's no... There's nothing that's going to make you stretch your arm out for 20 years. There's nothing that's going to just go out there and give you. Your arm is not supposed to move that way. And you either got a rubber arm to go out there and do it, like Nolan Ryan did it for all those 20-plus years that he did. But most dudes end up like Sandy Koufax. I mean, we got a flamethrower. This guy started off as a shortstop in Jacob deGrom. If Jacob deGrom could actually consistently pitch, he'd be one of the greatest pitchers ever, flat, period, top five. He just can't stay healthy. And that's just all pitchers. I don't care if you're even thinking about more recently, I guess maybe not so recently, a guy like like Kerry Wood. We can go back in time over and over, over and over again. Pitching is so delicate. It is. You're here today and you could be gone tomorrow. It's tough. And it sucks, too. Sandy Koufax, at 30, he was like, hey, if I keep on pitching, I might have a disability. What a shock that would be, right? None, not at all. 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. We're looking at players that retired at their peak. Players who just walked away. Not because they were hurt or injured. They just said, I've had enough. Yannick, he's calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Yannick?
I'm good. And I'm going to say John Wall because this morning we heard they're going to be retired. But he played good players on the Wizards like Beal, Gortat, Nene, Otto Porter, those guys. Well, he had some time injury, but he still made it to the playoff before they got knocked out by the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes he's been playing really good. But before that, then after he got switched to the Clippers.
Yeah. The Rockets, too. He got swapped for Russell Westbrook. Yeah, Yannick, I'll tell you this, and thank you so much for calling from Maryland. It really stinks that John Wall got injured. That's it. Like, I always thought that John Wall, and we discussed this last night, I always looked at John Wall and said, this is a poor man's Russell Westbrook. That's what he is. And then he tore his Achilles after he had the bad knee, and that was pretty much all that she wrote for John Wall. I'd venture to say that John Wall, he didn't even reach or hit his peak. Didn't happen. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Talking about athletes who retired too soon. Evan is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Evan?
Come on, JR. Love the show. Love these top six lists. I look forward to them every Wednesday.
Thank you. What's up?
So, I know you said retired. This guy didn't retire, nor did he get injured, but I'm an alma mater of the University of Maryland, and I'd like to thank the second overall pick in the 1986 draft, Lenny Bias.
Oh, damn.
He got taken away from the game too soon.
Oh,
and I know you said number one was Michael Jordan. People compare to him all the time.
Yeah, well, it's certainly, and you're right, Evan. Thank you for calling from Baltimore. A different situation as Len Bias. Man, this guy died of an overdose like right after he was drafted. We didn't even see him in the league. You want to talk about retiring too soon? Man, unfortunately, he didn't even make it to the show. God only knows what he would have gone out there and looked like. Well, thank you so much for the call. Shout outs to Baltimore. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're talking about the top athletes who retired too soon. Guys who walked away at their peak. On my list, at number six, Rocky Marciano. Number five, Calvin Johnson. Number four, Khabib. Number three, Barry Sanders. Number two, Jim Brown. Number one, Michael Jordan. Who are some players at their peak just said, I'm gone? I'm getting to more of your calls on the other side of the break. Talk about some of the top news from the day. And we got one more hour. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on National Radio Day on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.